Now, the state of the education system in Northern Ireland is rarely out of the news. The teachers, the principals, the unions, they've been crying out for more funding, more resources. Now parents in particular are having their say. The pollsters have done some research with the Integrated Education Fund, and the evidence is apparently quite clear. Parents are seeing the negative impact of budget cuts in our schools. No massive surprise there. Bill White is from Lucid Talk. Bill, what did you set out to achieve with this? How did it work?
Well, we did it, as with all our polls, Frank. We did a range of questions, just over 10, with a representative sample of Northern Ireland, the Northern Ireland public, and we identified parents and non-parents because, obviously, it's good to get an overall view, but it's also good to get the view specifically of parents who are obviously are directly involved in the education system with the interests of their children, as it were. So we asked a range of questions. You know, has the Northern Ireland politics encouraged the promotion or the advancement of integrated education over the last 20 years? Because, of course, that's a lot of people don't know. We did ask the question as well, are you aware that the Good Friday Agreement, the Belfast Agreement, had as an objective that there should be an encouragement to facilitate and encourage integrated education? And there's a reasonable number of people were aware of that, but there was also a large number of people weren't. But then we asked, should there be a review of education, and what were the influences maybe stopping or sort of maybe not, affecting the growth of integrated education over the last 20 years. So we got to answer, in that particular question, starting off with that, the influence of the politicians was viewed as not being the best that it should be. The influence of churches was viewed as not being maybe the best it should be in terms of facilitating the growth of integrated education. We also asked then about financial issues, the possibility of looking how to use the money that's available in the best possible way, merging of small schools, reducing administration came through as some of the issues that maybe could be looked at, reducing the number of schools so the budget is spread less thinly. So yes, there is, in a general sense, Frank, there's a mood that yes, more investment would be welcome, but there's also a strong view from parents that maybe the current funding, and hopefully increased funding, yes, as well, could be used better in terms of making the system maybe a little bit more efficient, looking at, using resources among a group of schools, that type of thing. So it's not just that, we need more money. We need more money, but yes, it should be spent maybe a lot of thought, a bit more thought should go into how that money and investment is spent.
Some people will suggest, because the research was done with the Integrated Education Fund, that you're going to find in the research what the Integrated Education Fund wants you to find.
Well, that's a fair point. But this is the reason why companies and organisations like the Integrated Education Fund commission us. We have to follow a rigorous approach that's entirely neutral. The questions, all the poll questions, have to be authenticated independently by a third party, the British Polling Council, in terms of being independent and neutral. So we can stand over this research that, although it's done on behalf of the Integrated Education Fund, and of course they want to research education issues because that's the business that they're in, we can stand over that this is an entirely independent, it's neutral, it's a representative view of Northern Ireland society, and therefore the results that come out of it are entirely authentic, representative and neutral. So in that sense, we can stand over the results. One question we also asked was, should there be an independent root and branch review of the way education is planned and delivered in Northern Ireland? Interestingly enough, that came back across all groups, parents, non-parents. And of course, we analyse it, as Frank, by the community groups and by, west of the province, east of the province. Came back, overall results were 82% in favour of looking at a root and branch review of the way education is delivered. Back to my point again that yes, people are looking for more investment with regard to their children's education, but they also would like to see the education system maybe operating, in their view, perhaps in a different way, maybe a little bit more efficiently, looking at areas where the money can be best spent. So there's a strong view came through on that.
But one question, I'm just wondering if you did ask a question like this. Did you put it to the people who you were surveying a question along the lines of, is Catholic education important to you?
That actually indirectly came through one of the questions. One of the options that we offered in one of the questions was, is a school with a single ethos, around a particular faith? We didn't actually specifically mention Catholic, but the implication was there. Is a school with a single ethos operating around one faith important to you, and also obviously the other option is a school of multi-faith option, welcoming all people from all backgrounds. Is that important to you? Now, the second one came through as much more strongly important than the first one, Frank. Now, within that question, of course, we have things like educational standards. I mean, to be fair, that was number one. That came through much more strongly than the other issues. So, but educational standards, a school with a multi-faith, welcoming communities from all backgrounds, those came through as important items in that question. So basically what parents are after is, yes, good educational standards, good education for their children, but also the ability to, you know, mix with children and from students from all different backgrounds and have a broad education around multi-faith and multi-cultures. That came through as the much more stronger preference from parents.
So you get a sense that parents of 2018 and future parents of 2018, they want indeed a change. They want a root and branch change. They want to see something where our children aren't educated separately.
Absolutely. I mean, that came through as the stronger thrust. I mean, there's still obviously some support for their parents, and it's an individual choice. Still would like to have a school with a single ethos or a single faith, and your point mentioning about maybe the Catholic ethos within schools. And, there's a strong view of the parents. It should be, parental choice, and there should be a choice within the education system. But we pick up all the comments, as you know, from the polling, and there was a lot of points, and again, this comes back to the root and branch review of the way education is delivered. It come back that parents are looking for accessible education as well. A lot of points that, yes, they support, multi-faith type backgrounds for the schools. They would look at positively at integrated education, but the ability to access integrated education, just in a practical sense, the nearest school could be 35 miles away at the secondary level or 20 miles away at the primary level or whatever, if it's an integrated school, that is. So it's not that all sectors within the education system is accessible to parents. There's a number of points about that, and obviously home to school transport came through as an issue, as well as practical things of how to get your children to the school came through as a strong issue, as well as educational standards and the ethos of the school, Frank. So it was quite a broad-ranging project. It's very detailed, and obviously a lot of interesting factors such as that came out of it,
Okay, Bill, thank you very much indeed. Bill White from Lucid Talk. I want to speak to Sam Fitzsimmons from the Integrated Education Fund behind the survey. Sam, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Yes, Sam, this must be music to your ears to some extent, what you've discovered from the research.
Well, Frank, to be honest, I think it paints a fairly depressing picture of the economic financial crisis that is happening within our schools. I think there's a recognition at a political level and at an official level that the current system isn't sustainable, that the budget pressures are having a real impact on schools and on parents. And what this survey, I think, demonstrates is that parents are actually supportive of systemic reform of our education system to ensure that what we have is a education system which is fit for the 21st century.
But does that necessarily mean integrated education? Is that what parents are really calling for? Because the vast majority of parents don't send their children to the available integrated schools.
Well, that's not entirely correct. Integrated education is growing over this last number of years. Last year we had an additional 500 students attending integrated schools. Lygon College is the most oversubscribed school in Northern Ireland, as are many other integrated schools. So there is significant growth and significant demand for integrated education. But as you point out, not every parent has accessibility to an integrated school. However, I think what we're trying to do with this survey is move beyond just sectoral discussions around growth within one sector or another, and look at how the system needs to be changed. And certainly there is support there from parents, in relation to reform of our education system. And particularly that comes out when they were asked the question, would they support their school transforming to integrated status? I think it was over 70% said that they would. Equally, when it came to the merger of cross-community schools, there was significant support there. So I think what parents and communities are telling is that they are ready for change. They want to see an education system that is run more effectively, more efficiently, more streamlined, and that overall what we should be focusing on is the outcomes for our children rather than maintaining sort of institutions or particular management types.
And would the streamlining, would that involve the sacking or the standing down, the making redundant a significant number of teachers?
I think this is where an independent review of our education system would be important, is that they would look at issues such as redundancies and whether or not that is necessary. Perhaps maybe a restructured education system could see the pupil-to-teacher ratio reduced. So there are a number of opportunities there, I think, in restructuring our education system, which doesn't necessarily mean redundancies across all schools.
Because it's easy to argue that there is wastage. There's significant wastage in even the small towns and villages across Northern Ireland where we have sometimes three schools in the one street.
Indeed. And certainly we're working with the planning authorities to develop a mechanism where communities will be consulted upon and where you have three schools. In the past, it would be perhaps three different management types, and therefore they would be rationalised in each of their own sectors. What we're trying to develop is a mechanism to work with the planning authorities where communities could have a look at perhaps establishing one school in the area, because there are many schools, as you say. I think there's over 55,000 empty school desks across Northern Ireland. That needs to be addressed. But how best do you do that and maintain a school which is a community hub? I think that's important going forward. So looking at mergers, and clearly there are support there for cross-community mergers, is an option that I think the planning authorities must look at going forward.
A massive review similar to the health review, you'd endorse that?
Absolutely. I think that is what we need, is a Bengoa-style report and review to make recommendations. I think that our education system is facing exactly the same budget pressures and crisis that the health sector is. So going forward in terms of our education system, we really do need to be looking at a 21st century system that not just in terms of resourcing, but also perhaps having a look at the curriculum as well and how we deliver issues such as 21st century skills.
There's so many elements to it. Sam, thanks for coming on this morning. Thank you. Thank you very much. Sam Fitzsimmons, who's the Head of Communications with the Integrated Education Fund. Did you take part in the survey? Are you the sort of person who's interested? I'm sure you are, because after all, it's your money that's being spent and it's very possible your children that are being educated. 0289033105, the Lucid Talk survey. It's revealed in some detail in the Irish News this morning as well, if you want to read more about it, or on the Lucid Talk website. This is the Frank Mitchell phone-in. Good morning to you. 90333105. Always happy to hear from you during the course of the day. And of course, you'll have something to tell us, which we'll never think of. If it's on your mind, give us a bell.